Chapter 3. An Unwelcome Visitor. The light from the bright moon sparkled on the shifting sea. The sensation of the soft, cool sand on Princess Luna's hooves, paired with the sound of silence, soothed her after a long night spent watching over equestrious skies and lands. Guarding the night was no easy undertaking, but some pony had to do it. Princess Luna felt lucky that the job was hers. All those moons spent in exile made her appreciative of everything around her. Luna settled into a comfortable position, lying down on the sand. She took in the peaceful glow and reflected on the moon. It had gone by so fast! Now that the events of Nightmare Night had passed by, the only thing left was the midwinter holiday, Hearth's Warming Eve. She would never admit it, but it was her favorite one of the whole bunch. There was something undeniably charming about the way white snow shone under moonlight and the pleasant things ponies dreamed about during the holiday. It was all toys and treats, families and warmth, togetherness. Luna always looked forward to the holly wreath Celestia would hoofmake for her and hang on the door of her castle quarters. It was a tradition she'd kept up since they were fillies, when they were just two little Alicorn sisters who had no idea they would someday become the leaders of Equestria. No idea that one of them would betray the other someday. The familiar thought crept into her mind, and Luna tried to muster the strength to push it away. But there she was. Across the water, standing in the ocean, was Luna's worst enemy, Nightmare Moon. The towering dark pony flapped her massive wings and smiled. Her purple armor glistened, wet with sea spray. A devious look shone in her evil, cat-like green eyes. "You can't escape me!" Nightmare Moon cackled, kicking out her front hooves. "I will always be a part of you." "You may be right about that, Nightmare Moon," Princess Luna stood up, determined. Her flowing mane flew out behind her as the wind began to pick up. "We shall forever be connected, but your time here is finished." Luna closed her eyes and summoned her magical strength. The wind grew stronger, causing the waves to churn and splash into tall peaks. Nightmare Moon took off, barreling toward the shore. A blast of light flashed across the ground and spread to the sky. The dreamscape began to crumble and fall apart. In a matter of moments, everything disappeared into a cloud of glittering dust, and Princess Luna sat up. She was in her crescent moon-shaped bed in Canterlot Castle, and it was the middle of the afternoon. Luna yawned and stretched her hooves out in front of her. She blinked her eyes awake and shook off the sour feeling of the dream. Thankfully, the appearance of Nightmare Moon in her dreams was becoming more and more rare now that Luna was finished feeling guilty for her actions. Princess Twilight Sparkle and her friends, Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, Fluttershy, Applejack, Rarity, and Spike, had helped her overcome those emotions. A scary dream creature called Tantabus had threatened both the dream world and Equestria. The more Luna's guilt grew, the stronger the monster had become. It was only when the ponies helped Luna realize that she was punishing herself for her past mistakes that the enemy could finally be contained. The sound of distant laughter echoed from the courtyard below, drifting up to Luna's balcony and through the open doors. She left her cozy nest of soft, dark linens and peered down below. There were three little ponies, skipping and giggling to one another. It was the young ones from Ponyville, accompanied by the big stallion. Luna chuckled to herself, even though she was a little annoyed. Those fillies were persistent, if nothing else. But it didn't matter. Whatever they said, Luna was not going to let them convince her. Her only goal now was to stay out of the spotlight and in the moonlight.